Hello and welcome to this CircCII.com podcast. I'm Christina Chiroli, editorial director, and I'm here with Derek Lonsdale, IT transformation leader, lean expert, and CIO advisor with global management consulting firm PA Consulting, and Ken Lewis, service management consultant with PA Consulting. Thank you both for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Derek, you and I were talking recently about ITSM and how CIOs need to track components of IT services through IT asset management and protect the integrity of those IT services through configuration management. How do you really do both?
Doing both requires the processes to work in harmony. Configuration management, which is a process that really looks at the integrity of the services, covers some of asset management, but it only covers a small part of asset management. The asset lifecycle has two sub-processes called deploy and then operate and optimize. And those two processes are really where configuration management gets heavily involved. The other aspects of the asset management lifecycle can also be involved in configuration management. We know that asset is really more about the finances, looking at how much does it cost, who owns the asset, and so on. So asset is much more finance-focused, but it still looks at things like a server. So an IT component, such as a server, could also be a configuration item. So it needs to be managed by both asset management and configuration management. So there's some fundamental synergies between both processes. The asset management process is actually a longer process than configuration management. So if you think of the sub-process steps, it goes from plan through procure, receiving the asset, deploying the asset, then operating and optimizing the asset before eventually you move to decommission and dispose. And as I said, the main parts of the asset management lifecycle of deploy and operate and optimize is where the config process comes in. And config, you have planning and management of the configuration item. You need to be able to identify the configuration item, control it, report on the status of the configuration item, and then you will do some audit and verification. So the processes have so many interfaces, they have to operate in harmony.
How do you get to that point where they do operate in harmony?
We've got a list of five items that would be a good step to having a plan to make sure that these things work together. So the first thing is harmonizing the data between the two processes. If I give you an example of a server that we talked about earlier, the server has some data that's required by both processes, and location's a perfect example. So we need to understand what is the location of our server, asset management needs to know, and configuration management needs to know too. By harmonizing the data, what I'm saying here is that we need to call location the same thing in both tool sets and both processes. It's no good having the asset management process report back on servers being in a Manhattan data center location of North, and then configuration management saying that the data center is in Manhattan data center location N. You know, the two things don't harmonize. We need to have the same thing. So that's number one, data harmonization. Number two is identifying what the best source of this data is and make it the truth. So if we have discovery data on this server, we want that data to go to the asset database and the configuration management database. But how do we do that? Do we have different discovery tools that work for asset management and configuration management? Or do we try and route that data so that maybe it goes to the asset server first or the asset database first and then through to the configuration management database? If you can do the latter and have one single source of truth, that makes it easier to harmonize both processes. Having a single lifecycle process where, you know, I talked through that asset goes from plan through to dispose and config goes from planning through to audit and verification, you know, having a single view of that process and identifying very clearly where the touch points are so that when you design both processes, you're not designing them in isolation, you're designing them to be integrated. You know, number three is having this single view, single integrated view of the process, so that you're using best practice of both ITIL's service asset and configuration management process and IA ITAM's best practice asset management process.
A lot of IT shops and CIOs have different asset management or configuration management tools, a lot of different vendors. How can you move more to that single view, and do you need to reduce the number of tools you have, or how can you do it?
I think reduction in the number of tools is essential. I'll give you one example. We've been working with a number of clients now that have got many different asset management tools. So that's expensive. It's expensive to manage the tools with resources. It's expensive in license management. But you also have the issues of data harmonization, source of truth, and so on. You do need to have a more integrated tool set. And actually, I'm going to pass this over to Ken Lewis now, because Ken's our technician on this. He's going to talk a little bit more about why we need different tool sets for asset versus configuration. How can we make best use of tools that we use for both these processes?
Hello there.
Hi, Ken.
In regards to the fact of tools, I think from our PA viewpoint here is that ideally you'd like to have one set of by a common vendor. The key here is that many of the vendors like BMC or ServiceNow generally take and create a data model that combines both the attributes of the asset as well as the attributes of a configuration item. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't try having two different vendors, one dealing with asset and another vendor dealing with configuration, but now you're adding more trouble to the situation. Mm-hmm. From the standpoint that you may be having to worry about integration between the two tool suites, you also have to worry about data harmonization. In other words, both records in each of the systems have to match. So that adds a whole new complexion to the audit and verification aspects to it. If you start to think about using two different vendors, you'll probably have to deal with two suboptimal solutions, and then you have to add the additional labor component that you need to make sure that those two solutions work in conjunction. Now, so many companies have to do that from just a legacy standpoint, but ideally we would suggest that you try to go to the common vendor and take advantage of their coordinated data model that they provide.
Thank you, Derek and Ken, for your time today.
Oh, appreciate the time to have a chance to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you again, and this has been Christina Turode, Editorial Director with CertCIO with Derek Lonsdale and Ken Lewis.